Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, I don't think I made clear in the last segment that Geralyn Dodds, the architectural history professor, is co-author of the book on the mosques of New York City. Edward Grosda did the photographs, and she wrote all the text. So they are actually full co-authors on that book, just to make that extremely clear. Well, you still have time to enter our Uncommon Economic Indicators video contest. Just show us something we don't know about the economy in your neighborhood in a short video, 2 minutes or less. These can be very simple. Raw footage is fine, or a lightly produced piece showing an uncommon economic indicator in your neighborhood. The best few videos will get a screening before a live audience at WNYC's Jerome L. Green Performance Space, and our grand prize winner will be shown at a rooftop films event in Brooklyn. The deadline is June 21st. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to see how to enter the first Uncommon Economic Indicators video contest. And here's an uncommon economic indicator on the text portion of the site from Birgit in Hastings on Hudson, who writes, "My lawn and that of my immediate neighbors is so tiny we all share a mower. But up the street, lawns are much bigger, and the number of homeowners we now see mowing their own lawns is rather jarring. Instead of my kids being friendly to the various lawn crews, they are now meeting and seeing more neighbors." And a listener named Elaine wrote in after seeing Birgit's comment and wrote, "Funny you mentioned lawn care. I just commented to my husband that I had noticed several people cutting their own lawns, a sight that until this year was rare here in Ridgewood, New Jersey." So to find out if this was a trend, we checked with a National Association of Lawn Care Providers called Planet, and they said, yes, indeed, more people are doing their own lawn care. They told us that they asked one of their New York members about this and learned that most lawn care companies around here are reporting a 10 to 20% downturn in business. By the way, this sounds like a perfect uncommon economic indicator for a video, doesn't it? Go shoot the rich neighbors now mowing their own lawns and post it to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. But for the budding do-it-yourself lawn mowers and landscapers out there, we thought you might like some expert advice. And so for the last few minutes of the show today, what better place to go than the experts at the New York Botanical Garden? And our guest is Kurt Morell, director of the Arboretum Grounds and Gardens there. Kurt, welcome to WNYC.
Well, thank you, Brian.
So there's a lot more to walking behind a noisy mower when it comes to lawn care, right? A lot more than just walking behind a noisy mower. What are some of the basics to consider when you decide to do this yourself?
Well, I mean, I think number one is always the safety. I mean, there is a lot more people now cutting their own lawns. I actually see in my neighborhood. I live up in Connecticut. And, you know, the worst thing I hate to see is actually, you know, the three-year-old kid on daddy's lap, you know, driving around on the lawnmower with him. And I think, you know, people need to pay attention. It is dangerous.
Are there best practices for actual mowing?
Yeah, I think, you know, you should, you know, clear the lawn of all the dog toys and the tennis balls and, you know, your kids' toys. You know, I've eaten a few Transformer figures in my last few years, and they have a habit of flying through and breaking windows.
So, and what about the height? I mean, look, it's easy to find in New York City people who actually hate lawns. They're anti-lawns. They say, oh, why do you cut grass to 1 inch and make it look like a manicured piece of nothing? But is there kind of... You know, are there a variety of lawn aesthetics out there?
Yes. I mean, you really should be cutting your lawn, you know, above 3 inches. I mean, three and a half inches.
Above 3 inches.
Absolutely.
That's relatively tall grass.
Yes.
For suburban America, isn't it?
You know, people, I think they like to cut it short because they think they're going to cut it less often. You know, if you cut it higher, it's going to suppress the weeds. Lawn's going to look thicker. It's going to be a healthier lawn. The higher you cut the lawn, the deeper your root system's going to be, the less water the lawn's going to need. So it gets into the whole sustainability issue also.
Do you have to fertilize a lawn, or is it enough to just water it and you can dispense with the chemicals?
Well, I think, you know, it depends, again, on the quality of lawn you want. I think you need to set your goals first. I'm not, I mean, I, an average like lawn care program, sometimes they're putting 4 or 5 pounds of nitrogen down a year. You know, that's 4 applications, you know, or 5 applications. You know, I think you could get away, I mean, with just, you know, your fall applications. I mean, I use a calendar of the holidays. I like to do it Memorial Day, Labor Day, and then Columbus Day. This way I know what I'm doing on my holidays when I'm home. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good practice. And, you know, I don't think you need to go out and, you know, spread your whole lawn with chemicals. You know, if you have a weed, you could pull it out while you're cutting grass.
Rob in the Bronx on our webpage writes, I have a somewhat small yard and use a push rotary mower. Are there any advantages or disadvantages to this old-fashioned kind? Should I stimulate the economy and break down and buy a gas or electric mower?
There is absolutely nothing wrong with using the old-fashioned push rotary. It's actually better to leave the lawn clippings. When you leave your lawn clippings on a lawn, you're essentially putting about 3/4 of a pound of nitrogen down on your lawn a year.
So it's actually good.
One application.
Good for the lawn to leave the clippings.
Yes. It's actually the best thing you could do.
It's good for the neighbors, too, because they don't have to listen to all that noise.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about weeds? If you just plant grass, where do weeds come from?
Weeds are naturally in the environment. Weeds are actually, believe it or not, when you buy a bag of grass seed, a lot of times the bag will say inert matter or other matter, and that's actually your weed seed. So you do need to pay attention to the, you know, the grass seed that you're buying, the quality you're buying, and then your weeds come from your neighbors also. Weeds are going to go into any bare spots in your lawn. So, again, if you leave the grass taller, the grass gets thicker, less spots for weeds to grow.
I read that June is too late to apply a pre-emergent weed killer. Spot killers may work, or a dense growth of ground cover can help prevent germination of weed seeds and act as a living mulch. But if it's mid-June and people have weeds, what's the best course of action?
Again, it depends on the aesthetic quality that you're trying to achieve. I mean, the best thing to do is, you know, just go and spot treat the weeds. Don't spray your whole lawn. Just spot treat the individual weed. Or, I mean, my neighbors, I have a little over a half acre. I actually go out and sometimes I'll pull the crabgrass. Crabgrass, you know, a lot of times weeds will just grow on your driveway edge, on your road edge, sidewalk edge. So you just pay attention to those areas.
How about the lawn flamingo? What kind of seeds makes those grow?
Again, I think that's neighborhood dependent.
I guess. There are more tasteful ornaments, I guess, like statuary, wind chimes, and found objects such as smooth stones and seashells. Do you decorate your lawn?
No, actually, down the street from me, there's a coyote, and it's actually fooled me in the morning sometimes because we do have coyotes in our neighborhood, and they have a stuffed coyote on the one of the fairways. That one I actually like.
Wow. What's it made of?
It's actually just Mylar. It actually looks really alive, though.
It's not out there to be a scarecrow of some kind, huh?
Well, they use it to scare the geese out.
There you go. All right. And do you see in your neighborhood confirmation of our uncommon economic indicator, more people mowing their own lawns?
Absolutely. I think, you know, in my neighborhood, just on my road of 12 houses, there are at least one or two additional lawnmowers going on Saturday or Sunday. And I think it's great because it's the time to meet your neighbors. You know, I mean, it's the only time, you know, everybody's outside. And, you know, years ago, growing up, everybody cut their own grass. And, you know, I think it's going back that way.
Maybe a silver lining to the economic recession. Kurt Morrell, director of Arboretum Grounds and Gardens at the New York Botanical Garden. Thanks very much for coming on with us.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
And again, listeners, you still have time till the end of next week to submit your uncommon economic indicator video for our video contest. The best few videos will be shown at an event at the WNYC Jerome L. Green Performance Space. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Brian Lehrer.